Statements made on the Dr. Peter DeBette Live radio show have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Products mentioned on the Dr. Peter DeBette Live radio show are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness. Information given by the host or co-host are the opinions of the speakers and are not intended as medical advice. Information on this show is not a substitute for medical advice and is strictly for educational purposes. Please seek the advice of your primary physician before starting anything new or following educational advice or opinions.
This is Dr. Peter DeBette Live on TogiNet.com. It's time to find out about your health and get your medical questions answered. Doctor, give me the news. Some of the topics we'll be discussing today include why America is facing a healthcare disaster, what the root causes are of your healthcare challenges versus symptom management, the holistic paradigm, how the spirit, mind, and body connection is critical in both the development of illness and the solution to illness, how emotions are directly related to physical illness, and how to read your own body like a book. The most effective medicine is to invest in wellness and live a holistic lifestyle. This is Dr. Peter DeBette Live on TogiNet.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. DeBette.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this Friday with us. We appreciate you joining us. If you have a health question, would like an integrative, natural approach to addressing that, I want you to give us a call at 866-404-6519. That's 866-404-6519. And the supplements we will mention to you today are, as always, available on shopqhi.com. For those of you who cannot call in during the radio show, you can reach us at QHI Wellness right here in the clinic where Dr. DeBette practices medicine at 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Hello, Dr. DeBette.
Hi, Vanessa.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
We've had a great week. Great shows this week.
It's been great. If you haven't been listening, and if you haven't been following us, by the way, you can go look at the podcast and see if there's any other shows that you might want to listen to. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
This week.
We have. Well, I mean, ever since starting with Terry, we've covered a lot of health subjects. And we've titled the shows where you would very easily be able to see what the show is addressing. And then within the podcast update, there's a little further information and the list of supplements that we recommend to help address certain health challenges and our contact number and so forth, our website. So we've, you know, tried to provide all of the information for you right there on the TogiNet site for us. And today we're going to be talking about something that is more than likely going to be new to many, many listeners. We're going to talk about the body's energy field.
Yeah, we always talk about health challenges and diseases of various kinds. We talk about different treatment modalities a lot. We talk about certain specific nutritional deficiencies, but something that we haven't covered is energy anatomy. There's more to physical health than what is happening to your physical being, physical cells, and so that's arena that fascinates a lot of people, and certainly comes up in the work of a holistic practitioner. So you're at QHI Wellness. You're in Tyler, Texas, where we practice integrative medicine, combining conventional with alternative medicine. Mm-hmm. We certainly take into account much more than just what is happening to the physical vehicle.
Right, right.
And so in my book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health, there's actually a chapter called The Five Levels of Healing. And we've talked about that chapter before, if you've been listening. But that chapter goes through the five levels at which disease is created in the body. And it also goes through the five levels at which healing can take place. And it makes the critical point that if in order to heal a disease of any kind, any type, it is critical and essential to pinpoint the source of the illness and to resolve it at the source. Mm-hmm. So if you're just treating the physical symptoms, mm-hmm. you get what we get in this country right now with conventional medicine, which a bunch, you know, is millions of very, very sick people getting sicker by the day because they are having, you know, it's basically they're suffering from covering up the symptoms, treating the symptoms in at the cost of the greater good, you know, and causing destruction to the vehicle, the body vehicle as we know it. So, you know, step one in that process is to deepen the search to at least go up to the higher level. So mm-hmm. today we are going to be conversing about the energy body. Mm-hmm. So that's the second field or second body that we talk about. You know, so the physical body is the domain of, you know, your physical anatomy, your physiology, you know, the biochemical mechanisms in the cells, you know, and there's certainly all kinds of great things that can be done with nutraceuticals, you know, vitamins, minerals, and herbals, and so forth. But when we talk about the energy body, we're talking about another arena, you know, that gives us additional traction. So, for instance, when we talk about you know, the elements of disease, the roots of illness at level two, you know, the elements that contribute to illness. For instance, we're talking about some of the influences, environmental influences we're seeing more and more of, like, for instance, you know, electromagnetic field pollution.
Right.
Most people don't think that when they get a cell phone that they're being affected by that cell phone, or when they, you know, install a Wi-Fi in their homes or in their businesses, that they are now being exposed to constant radiation that might affect their bodies. Mm-hmm. Or if they, you know, do something as simple as installing a, you know, a cordless phone at home, that can have absolutely critical effects on health. You know, they don't think that if they live close to the power lines that there might be an influence there. So those are things that we're going to touch on today. Mm-hmm. You know, and not just that, but geopathic field stress. You know, some people know something about ley lines. You know, that sounds very intricate and, mm-hmm. And strange to some of you, but you know, ley lines affect health, you know, every day in this world of ours, and up to 30% of people have dramatic negative effects to their health because of ley line exposure that they get every single night when they sleep in a bed that is located over a ley line field that they don't know about, because there's nothing clinical that you can experience except to notice maybe negative effects. So if you've recently moved to a new house and you've noticed that all of a sudden you feel more drained, more tired and stress vulnerable, you know, it may very well be that you're finding yourself sleeping on a ley line every day that you're not aware of. You know, so
how can an individual test for that, Doc?
Well, that's a very grand question with a complex answer, because you know, if you think of the dowsers of old, you know, as a matter of fact, even today there's people that douse mm-hmm. for a living, you know, so that mm-hmm. if you want to find water, find out where to drill your borehole for water, you know, you get a dowser to come and figure out where those underground water you know, currents are running,
right,
so that you don't have to drill a dry hole or two or three and waste your resources, you mm-hmm. know. So the same, that's how they discovered oil, by the way, you know, originally. So 100 years ago they had absolutely no devices, mechanisms to find oil under the surface of the earth, so they were dependent on dowsers to find these. So dowsing is you know, is one mechanism to discover these ley lines. So, for instance, if you make yourself some rods with certain metals, you know, certain metals help you to douse certain fields. And so, for instance, if you're dowsing water, you can do that with wood. You know, so wood is the best dowsing mechanism to use for you know, for tracking down water. But for ley lines, it is brass. So
right.
Brass rods,
right,
you know, is usually what you want to use. So, you know, for those of you that want to know more about that, you can contact us here at QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735. We'd certainly be happy to share that with you.
We have a guest today.
Yeah, and I think she's on. Wait, I just want to make sure.
Eileen, are you with us?
Yes.
Eileen, are you there?
Hi, Doc. Yes, I'm here.
I'll tell you what, let me check on that doc. And
she is. I'll just send a message to our mm-hmm. producer to. Yep, they are aware that she disappeared into cyberspace. So we're gonna
getting connected back. Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. So yeah, she is there and just couldn't hear us.
Okay.
Eileen, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, yep, welcome
to the show.
Thank you.
So appreciative of you taking your precious time to visit with us on the air today. And Eileen, we're talking about, you know, the energy body. You know, you're familiar with, you know, the section of my book, aren't you, the five levels of healing?
Yes, sir.
And the idea that if you want to heal something, it is critical to access the code. You know, figure out exactly why you got sick, how you got sick, not just that you're ill. So that's what we're talking about. If you are able to figure out at what level your illness is occurring, then it's also a lot easier to get the body to heal and to get those mechanisms.
I agree with that. Yes, and that's part of the journey I've been on.
And so when we talk about the energy body that we're focusing on today, at least here for the first few minutes, we notice that, you know, there's certain factors that are influencing that energy field of ours. And we touched on electromagnetic fields. We touched on geopathic fields. And then also there are other disturbances, too. So, you know, for instance, there's other energetic stresses. Now, right after the break, we're going to come and, you know, back, and we're going to talk about that. But we're also going to be talking about how to influence that energy body mm-hmm. to get it to heal. By the way, we access that energy body all the time in conventional medicine when we do a lot of our picture taking, you know, the pictures that we create of the body, MRIs, CAT scans, and so forth. And we're going to talk about that, you know, the use of the energy body in conventional medicine, and then also how we can access that body to assist in healing.
Awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, you give us a call with your health questions at 866-404-6519 or find us at shopqhi.com, and we'll be back in just a moment. Again, it's 866-404-6519.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta. This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Hi, my name's John Martin, and I'm the CEO of this radio station. Recently, I began a life-changing weight loss program under the supervision and care of Dr. Peter DeVette at QHI Wellness in Tyler, Texas. The program that Dr. DeVette put me on is called Beta HCG. Now, 97 days ago, I began the program, and as of today, I've lost a total of 63 pounds. You heard me right, 63 pounds in just over 90 days. If you're out there suffering like I was from being overweight and just finally are ready to do something about it, then the days of those long-term yo-yo programs are over. You can finally take care of the problem for good. I personally recommend giving Dr. DeVette's clinic a call at 877-484-9735. That's QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735. Or go online at QHIwellness.com and change your life today. And oh, by the way, tell them John Martin sent you.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta. Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're joining us today to learn about the body's energy field. We're going to be talking about accessing that healing power and your chakras and meridians. And I know those are probably new words to most listeners, so I know you'll find this show to be very interesting today. If you have a question, please give us a call at 866-404-6519. We want to give you some integrative natural approaches to addressing your health challenges. Again, that's 866-404-6519. And the supplements can be found on our website at shopqhi.com.
So we're going to continue on just to brief with this discussion on, you know, exactly what the energy body is all about and how accessing the energy body can help us, number one, diagnose illness and figure out what is going on under the surface, but also can make a tremendous difference in treating illness. So, you know, it gives us a quantum leap up on in terms of the traction that we gain. And Eileen, you're familiar with some of the techniques that we use. So we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, some of those techniques. As a matter of fact, you have been on the other side of of a lot of those treatments that we use to reset the energy body, you know, so segment therapy.
Oh, yes.
You're very, very familiar with. But, you know, one of the things that we do, you know, one of the treatments that we use is segment therapy, which is a combination of acupuncture, mesotherapy, neural therapy, local anesthetic injections in a form of treatment called trigger point injections, as well as combining that with homeopathics and even certain nutrients that we inject into certain key points in the body to enliven that that area. So that's maybe the best term that I can use. The analogy of pushing a reset button also comes to mind, you know, where you literally can reset entire areas of the body. Eileen, you know, you've been dealing with a condition that's familiar to everybody listening out there. It's called rheumatoid arthritis, and, you know, as one of the conditions that that you've been ailing with over the last few years. But you know, you're familiar with the segment therapy and the use of it for that that particular health issue, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
So. So when we talk about, again, the energy body and treating the energy body in the diagnostic realm, you know, what most people don't realize is when you, for instance, go through an MRI or CAT scan or X-ray or an EKG or an EEG, and any one of those scan type tests that we do, sonogram also comes to mind, those are all level 2 evaluations. Those are all level 2 diagnostic tools that we use to look into the body without actually cutting into it. You know, so instead of being like a surgeon and actually opening the body up, we can read it from the outside. The same with bioenergetics. You know, Vanessa, one of the tools that we use here in the clinic is an extraordinary tool that allows us to read the body almost like a book. You know, to look at collecting data points, you know, from the body itself.
Yes. Things such as, you know, organ system functions, you know, are measurable. There are vitamin deficiencies, toxicities. There's a myriad of things that you can evaluate through bioenergetic testing. And so often, you know, much of it is much more accurate than blood testing.
And Eileen, you've had bioenergetics done. As a matter of fact, I think we've done a little bit today, didn't we?
Yes, and we'll finish up after the show.
Yeah. So, you know, it allows us but we can literally read the energy body to find out what influencers are affecting your health. For instance, toxicities, things like, infectious organisms. Most people, when they think of rheumatoid arthritis, by the way, they don't think that there are certain toxicities and certain infections that are also part and parcel of the bigger picture.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And even emotion. So when we talk about the energy body, we can also read the impact of emotions on the physical body itself. Mm-hmm. You know, through the energy body. So it's the straddling of the mental body down to the physical body through the energy body that we often can read energetically.
You
know,
right.
So we know that certain emotions, for example, certain belief systems, you know, set the stage for disease to develop in mm-hmm. certain areas of the body.
Mm-hmm. People understand, I think, maybe a simple example of, you know, having a very stressful day and they end up with that stress headache. And the correlation between that emotional link and then what actually happens to their body is going to respond and react to those emotional conflicts.
And then we talk about homeopathy as another tool in, you know, in the treatment of patients. And what most people don't realize is that homeopathy is actually energy medicine. Mm-hmm. So it actually mm-hmm. accesses this energy body. Mm-hmm. So actually homeopathy, depending on the strength of the homeopathic, the dilution can affect you in any one of the three domains. You know, the physical body, if it's low level dilutions, mm-hmm. The energy body, if it's medium level dilutions, and the mental body, when it's high level dilutions, and also depending on what you dilute. So, for instance, flower remedies are homeopathics that work very well for emotions. They access the code for healing at the mental body level. Mm-hmm. So that's level three mm-hmm. on the five levels of healing. So at level two, you know, the medium level dilutions, which we use in the treatment of disease, you know, with segment therapy, for example,
right.
we're injecting certain homeopathics into the body itself, you know, can bring about a dramatic and immediate change in those body parts. Now, Eileen, you've had some of these injections, can you give us just a little bit of a perspective on how that's made a difference for you?
Oh, it's made a tremendous difference. When the joints are swollen and there's pain involved, the segment therapy within 24 to 36 hours, it's like I never had that pain or that stiffness.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
And, of course, you have to have the kahunas to go through the treatment, and Eileen, I take my hat off to you and everybody else that I see, and especially those with rheumatoid arthritis,
yes.
because folks, you know when you have when you suffer from rheumatoid arthritis, you know what pain is, because you know those joints get so sore, so painful,
yes.
you know, when they've inflamed, and so when you put some additional pain on top of that. You know, with the injections that we do sometimes directly into the joints,
mm-hmm.
that certainly takes
brave
some willpower.
Person. Yeah,
you have to
yeah.
be brave. But on the other hand, Eileen, I think a lot of people tell me that the pain of the disease itself is so miserable that that little extra discomfort is a minor penalty for getting the relief that you get. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I would absolutely agree with that. Yes. Yes.
And so when we talk about treatments like segment therapy, what we also need to remember is we're accessing, as I said earlier, the acupuncture point system. It's a form of acupuncture that we're doing with injectables.
Right.
But we're also accessing the meridian system. So we want to talk quickly about meridians and acupuncture points.
Okay.
So when we talk about the energy body, we can literally access the body through these energy fields or these energy pathways in the body. So we know that in every human being, they have these energy pathways in common. So, every human being has a series of meridians or energy pathways that crisscross the body. As a matter of fact, there's at least 12 meridians on each side, at least 6 meridians on each side of the body, totaling 12. So every organ system, for example, is in some way connected to one of these meridian systems. So we talk, for instance, about the kidney meridian, the bladder meridian, the liver meridian, lung meridian, small bowel meridian, and so forth. So each one of these meridians can be used and accessed to treat the body. And we also have the central meridian that goes across the front and the back of the body. So, mm-hmm. So a meridian, again, is an energy pathway. So anything that disrupts the flow through that meridian literally affects that part of the body too. So scars are one example of disruptors that literally, so if you've ever had a trauma or you've ever had surgery that has cut across any of your meridians, it forever after will affect you in a very, very dramatic way, you know, because very oftentimes, you know, you'll see disruption of the organ functions that are attached to that meridian. You know, and a great example is the central meridian. If you've ever had any kind of surgery on your central meridian for, you know, that means anything from the top of the head down through the belly button. So the belly button, oftentimes when we have surgeries, you know, like laparoscopies, you know, a lot of women, you know, have had tubes tied, or a lot of people have had gallbladder surgery, and one of, you know, one of the access points is right through the belly button, you know, or they've had the pelvis examined, you know, especially females, right through there. And then also even episiotomies. So if a woman has ever had a baby and they cut her, you know, down below to open up that space to deliver a baby. All of those scars affects that meridian. And that meridian is associated with all of your hormonal systems. So your thyroid, your ovaries, your adrenal glands, your pituitary, your pineal gland, all of that can be affected, you know, by, you know, by that
scar.
So in order to regain health, oftentimes we have to track these scars down, treat them, and reset them. And Eileen, I'm trying to remember if you have had a scar therapy done. Can you recall?
I really don't have. I haven't really had surgeries or, you know, accidents or.
That's an amazing thing.
We can discuss that in our next appointment. We can go over it by point.
And sometimes, you know, scars can occur that are not even visible to the naked eye. So, you know, we're going to talk about scarring year after the break, but scarring is a fascinating arena too. So you're going to learn that scars can affect you on five levels, and we're going to discuss those five levels of effects and how to repair those, and also the impact that they have, you know, on those five different levels. So, you know, it's also congruent with the five levels of healing, by the way. So you'll make the connections there. You know, we're going to go into this right after the break.
Okay, great. Ladies and gentlemen, please give us a call at 866-404-6519 with your health questions. You can find us at shopqhi.com. And there's also an email link right there at shopqhi. It says contact us, and you can email your question or call us here at QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Boost your life force and enhance your health today with Life Force Naturals. This product is a superb combination of all natural super green foods, berries and herbs that contain the entire spectrum of vitamins and minerals, and much, much more. Packed with chlorophyll, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, plant-based antioxidants, fiber, and a powerhouse of therapeutic herbal components, Life Force Naturals may also help you detox by optimizing liver, kidney, and gut function, giving you antioxidant protection, help reduce inflammation, help your immune system, your resistance against cancer, and your protection against heart disease. Life Force Naturals also has antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral properties. Life Force Naturals, a cut above any commercially available multi-nutrient combination. To order your bottle of Life Force Naturals, call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or shop online at shophealthybody.com. Help your body get rid of disease-causing inflammation today with Flammaway. Presented to you by DeVette Wellness. Flammaway is made up of a superb combination of inflammation-fighting herbs, including turmeric, ginger, boswellia, resveratrol, and bromelain. Inflammation is the mechanism by which most pain in the body springs forth, and it's a central component of most disease creation in the human body. Flammaway reduces inflammation and often pain, and contributes to better heart and blood vessel health and immune system function. Also, great for many with arthritis, headaches, and back back pain, sore muscles, sports injuries, and any conditions involving inflammation. If you're a victim of inflammation, get your supply of Phlegm away today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or go online at shophealthybody.com.
Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, so much for joining us as we are talking about your body's energy healing field and how to address health challenges on so many different levels. We're talking about chakras and meridians and geopathic stress lines, and accessing that body's healing field is a very, very powerful tool.
Yeah, and so Vanessa, when we talk about therapies, by the way, and just to complete our thoughts on therapeutic modalities that access this second level of healing or the energy body, you know, a lot of people are aware of, you know, some of the healing touch type stuff, you know, where you can literally impact the body by not even touching the skin itself, but by, you know, having the hands close to the body. It's also a form of therapy that is used, that is accessed when we do Reiki. Mm-hmm. So Reiki therapy is an energy healing technique that accesses that energy body. We talked about acupuncture, you know, ancient Chinese art of medicine that has been studied even in Western medicine and shows phenomenal benefits, you know. So Vanessa, they've even done placebo-controlled trials, you know, where they'll do acupuncture studies, and they will do dummy treatments, you know, putting needles in, you know, just in random places, and then compare that with actual treatment of the acupuncture points, and found, you know, a tremendous difference in the results. You know, you always get a placebo effect, you know, with any research, you know, when you do conventional drugs or, you know, acupuncture or anything like that. So some people respond even just doing
the power of the mind.
You know, the power of the mind, you know, just doing the needles. But there's a marked additional response to the actual points being accessed. There's also a form of acupuncture that's called electroacupuncture, when they actually combine electric currents with acupuncture points, or what we're doing here at QHR Wellness, which is homeopuncture, you know, so combining homeopathy with acupuncture, or segment therapy, which is also adding, you know, the local anesthetics and the nutrients to the injection sets to reset the body in extraordinary ways very rapidly. Other forms of therapy, microcurrent therapy, you know, in the TENS units that people are so often familiar with, you know, for pain control. Eileen, have you ever used a TENS unit for pain?
No, I've never had
that. Yeah, and it's those are little you know, current units, microcurrent units that people use for back pain and other pain. Physical therapists often employ them when they're treating people with chronic pain. Also, yoga, meditation, qigong, neural therapy, mesotherapy, segment therapy, and scar therapy are all examples of you know, level two strategies that we employ. Mesotherapy, by the way, is used for all kinds of interesting things, including weight loss, you know, so, and fat loss. So we use that in a form of treatment called non-surgical body sculpting to help people to help melt away inches, you know, and pockets of fat, you know.
It is very good.
Vanessa very is a effective. Big proponent of because Vanessa, as she sits here, has lost 135 pounds, and one of the tools that she's employed is mesotherapy, for weight loss. So,
yes, it is.
So again,
great
Vanessa,
results.
Yeah. Always amazed at you know, when I look at your midline now, where it was 4 or 5 years ago, and where you are now.
Yeah.
You've got that that you know, that teeny tiny waist. It's just amazing. And so segment therapy, you know, again, a combination of seven different strategies that we use. But I promised to talk about scars when we came back from the break. And Eileen, you'll be interested in this too, because oftentimes scars occur that you can't even see, that are not visible to the eye. So we, for instance, can test for that bioenergetically to see where on the body there might be scars that are not visible. But, you know, Eileen, if you've ever fallen in your life, you've ever hit anything hard, like a knee or, you know, your backside, you know, if you've fallen really hard on your derriere.
Well, children do take home. Exactly.
Or if you've fallen on your head, which is pretty much also just about universal, or if you haven't fallen on your head, you've knocked yourself in the head really hard, you know.
I had that happen in a car wreck one time. Knocked me out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We'll explains examine things. You after the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that explains a lot
He's
about
all right.
you.
Listen, Eileen, he already poked on me yesterday. I've had my session for this week.
But those scars, you know, when we talk about scarring, it can affect you at five different levels. So let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. When you think about a scar, like, say, for instance, on the abdomen, you know, if you had something simple like a hysterectomy, as a woman, now that hysterectomy, by definition, is always going to cross the midline. So it's always going to affect the hormonal systems in the body. It's also going to affect most likely the kidney meridian, and also the stomach meridian that runs next to that, you know, on both sides. So two kidney meridians, two stomach meridians. Mm-hmm. You know, for the average person with a hysterectomy, if the scar runs across the abdomen, if it runs vertically, then it means a profound effect on the central meridian, but it doesn't affect those other two. So now, if you think about that scar affects you physiologically. So, you know, because it basically went through not just the skin but the muscle, you know, into what's called the peritoneum, which is the lining of the gut.
Right.
And so when they repair that, it creates a physiological block or barrier that affects lymphatics, nervous system, blood vessels, and so forth that had to be crossed and bound off, you know, in the process.
Okay.
So that's level one. That's the physical effects of the scar, and creates an imbalance in the system too. Now, level two is the energy, effects on the energy body. So the meridian that is crossed is also affected. So if you're lucky enough to have a scar that's not running over a meridian, then it does not have a level two effect.
Mm-hmm.
But if it runs across a meridian, then it's affecting you in that specific organ system. Level three is called the mental body. So here is a fascinating little tidbit. So whatever you were going through at the time, the program for the disease that you had surgery for is connected. The emotions are connected to the scar.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do scar therapy, if we don't talk about what happened, even if we don't talk about it, the patient will often go through emotions that they cannot explain.
Right.
You know, they'll get frustrated or pissed off, or they may, you know, have a crying spell, or they may have, you know, guilt emotions come up just out of the blue.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. So on the other hand, when we consciously talk about what happened, you know, right before the disease happened that required the surgery, or the trauma happened that required the surgery, you know, or the trauma that actually caused the scar, then, you know, we can access the emotions and the mental aspects of the disease process. So that's level three.
Mm-hmm.
And level four is what we call genealogical wounding. So, you know, again, it's fascinating that, you know, diseases run in families, but so do the tendency to have surgeries or the tendency to have certain traumas. So, for instance, if you have a family history of fibroids in the family, it's very likely that you're going to end up with fibroids too, and are going to end up needing a hysterectomy. So, you know, so when you've had a hysterectomy, it's very likely that your mother probably had one too, and that your daughter will have one, and so forth. You know, so then that's where we start accessing the genealogical code in the family. Mm-hmm. And, so in my book, I talk about epigenetics and understanding that there are certain things imprinted on the family as a whole, emotional aspects, the stories, what we call the secrets of the family, or the generational curses, mm-hmm. And so forth. That comes up in level four. And level five is what we call the spirit body. So level five wounding is also known as soul wounds. Mm-hmm. And this is a realm that we don't fully understand. Some people think they understand it, and we certainly are interested to hear the explanations. But a lot of people come in with a wound, a scar. So if you come in with a birthmark, for example, believe it or not, there's something to that birthmark that tells a story as well. And sometimes we have no story in the family to explain it, but there's still something there. And that's when we just say, maybe our creator at mm-hmm. work, but somehow we were, blessed with or endowed with, a wound that is there. So folks, if you want to heal, this is one of the things that has to be taken into account. So whatever it is that you're suffering with, sometimes we have to access the scars, discover them in the first place, and then treat them, especially the ones that are critical in causing, or contributing to the health problem that you're suffering from, and, to get that resolved. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. We've worked on three different scars. Mine was the hysterectomy, the appendectomy, and then when I had to have the lipoma removed from my hip, and didn't necessarily feel any huge profound thing at the time, other than just very centered, balanced. I did feel the difference once I was through the sessions on that. The one that stands out the most for me, though, is the one that you treated for my smallpox vaccine. People my age and younger and even a little bit older than me, the smallpox vaccine left a nasty little scar, Uh-huh. It was almost quarter size. When you and I talked about it, it was raised. It was not necessarily an ugly eyesore thing. It was something I had come to live with for, a long time ago. But the amazing thing for me came about in the clearing. It was just a matter of very short period of time afterwards. I recall the pain that I felt when that shot was given. Very painful. At age six, of course, I know that probably stands out more to me in my memory than maybe it actually was. But it hurt. And it wasn't just a matter of a little bit of time after you had done the scar therapy on it that I felt the exact same pain at the exact same intensity level, and also the little fever that would occur around it after the injection, that came back. And, of course, there were some emotional links for me, too, because it was my first realization that I was actually blatantly being lied to. I'd asked the doctor who was giving the shot if it was going to hurt or not, and he said no. So we're going to come back in a little bit and finish up with a little bit of that conversation. Give us a call at 866-404-6519, 866-404-6519, and we'll be right back. Give me
the news, I gotta. This is Dr. Peter DeVet Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Tired of achy joints inhibiting your ability to get around, exercise, or even enjoy your life? Having healthy joints should be a given for most people, even those older in age. There's nothing that says you should settle for anything less than strong, healthy joints. DeVet Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula contains powerful nutrients like glucosamine, which is scientifically proven to help joints heal. A powerhouse of additional herbs and nutrients, including MSM, boswellia, ginger root, horsetail extract, and hyaluronic acid, that makes this a phenomenal combination in helping support joint health. Help your body rebuild cartilage, reduce joint swelling, stiffness, inflammation, and pain today with DeVet Wellness Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula. Get your supply of Comprehensive Joint Formula today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or go online to shophealthybody.com. Are you frustrated with the health of your digestive tract? Tired of heartburn and reflux symptoms? Sluggish or missing gallbladder? Gas, bloating, or irritable bowel syndromes? If you feel your ability to digest food is not quite up to snuff, then try out DeVet Wellness Digestive Optimizer Formula. Digestive Optimizer Formula is packed full of digestive enzymes, ox bile, and acid precursors to help you digest carbs, fat, and protein. If your stomach feels too acidic for step one, then do step two first. Step two is a product called Glutagenics, which contains aloe, licorice root, and L-glutamine. Take charge of your digestive health today. Call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or shop online at shophealthybody.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta... Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're wrapping up the last few minutes of the show. So if you have a health question, please give us a call at 866-404-6519. If you need to call us later, you can call directly into QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735. And again, the supplements, we're going to mention real quickly some basic supplements for you. We've touched on arthritis today, rheumatoid specifically, but the supplements available to help you with that and support the body include the basic detox package, the joint health support package, and the pain and inflammation package. And then, of course, wellness support package is just going to give you some vital nutrients, things your body may be lacking because we're not getting proper nutrition. And I certainly want to encourage you to get a copy of Dr. DeVette's book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health. This is your wellness guidebook and is so full of information on remarkable steps to make some remarkable healing progress in your health. And if you want to really start making some changes, this book will help guide you through that. There's literally a 12-week action plan at the back of the book to help you begin implementing the steps that are discussed throughout the book. So I know that you'll want to add that to your health care regimen that you're doing. We do have it on sale, as I said, $25, free shipping here in the U.S. So if you would like to order that, please give us a call at 877-484-9735, and the supplements are available on shopqhi.com. Doc, while we were on break, we were discussing appendix and the related emotional conflict that can trigger appendicitis. Share with the public about that, so maybe you have a little bigger picture about scarring and these emotional links and the levels.
Yeah, again, you know, when you want to access the emotional code behind your illness or the conflict programming for disease, most of us are woefully unaware of exactly what programmed for a disease, including something like appendicitis. So we were just talking about, you know, your scars, you know, your scar on your arm, and you still, you remember it being violated by, mm-hmm. by the physician, you know, who told you it was going to hurt, and then proceeded to penetrate you with a, by the way, for those of you that have not seen the device that was used to do the smallpox vaccine.
Yeah.
It was a pretty incredible device. It had a bunch of needles, about 20 needles or something.
Yeah.
And they literally, you know, would slam those 20 needles into your arm.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, that was definitely not a painless procedure. So,
no, it wasn't.
So you felt violated, and mm-hmm. so, you know, that tied in mm-hmm. subconsciously to, you know, to that, you know, as maybe one of the original violations that you experienced at the hands of a man.
Right,
you
right.
know, that,
exactly.
that lied to you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But we were talking about appendicitis too, and you said, well, it didn't necessarily have a difficult time in my life when I had the appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, that makes sense because, you know, appendicitis is the healing phase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to do with the healing phase of a conflict of scarcity. You know,
mm-hmm.
so the appendix is literally like the money pouch. You know, so, and I gave you the example of, mm-hmm. of one of my patients who, mm-hmm. you know, in his journey, you know, had to grow up very, very young. You know, lost his mm-hmm. father. I can't remember exactly what the circumstances was, but at 8,
mm-hmm.
He was pretty much providing for the family. He was literally delivering newspapers and, you know,
wow.
and earning money
mm-hmm.
at a very, very young age, and pretty much had to give all of his savings up to his mom to
right.
help, you know, keep the family, you know, financially, and ended up finally one day was able to keep a little bit of his money to be able to buy himself a bike. You know,
uh-huh.
and
yeah.
and in that moment, you know, he went through a healing phase of the severe scarcity program
mm-hmm.
that had been running for a long, long time, and you know that's when the appendicitis developed. So again, if you know, if you're listening to the show for the first time and you don't know the recall healing links to disease, you know, between the emotional realm and the physical realm, then read a copy of my book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health. And it'll address some of the common diseases. You know, this one is not going to be in the book, but it will be. It is in the manual.
It's in the manual.
Yeah, there's a recall healing mm-hmm. manual
mm-hmm.
Called Recall Healing: Unlocking the Secrets of Illness, written by my mentor, Dr. Gilbert Renaud, that will be available here very shortly, and we are making those available for order.
Do you remember which one of the DVD sets?
Appendicitis is going to be on level 3.
Okay.
So level 3, we talk about intestinal diseases, mm-hmm. Among others. And so the Recall Healing DVDs also help to walk you through the different diseases and the different principles. You know, how exactly does all of this work? The science behind all of this. So the stuff that you're hearing today, when mm-hmm. we talk about the energy body, this is not just conjecture. This is not just pie in the sky stuff. This is real as day. Things that can be measured, things that are absolutely biologically sound. You know, so the more you understand things at these higher levels, mm-hmm. the easier it is for any one of you out there to get healthy and to stay healthy. And remember the saying, the most cost-effective medicine is getting healthy. And I wanted to ask Eileen. Eileen, you've been dealing with rheumatoid arthritis and some other health challenges. And I wanted to give you a little opportunity just to share with us a little bit of that journey on what you've been doing, you know, where you are with your rheumatoid arthritis now, and, you know, what you think has been making the difference for you.
Well, first of all, in our journey of figuring out what's going on, recall healing has helped tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
It's made me look back on my life and see things that have bothered me that are possibly triggers for the rheumatoid arthritis. In addition, the supplements that I need for my body are much better than the even when you listen to the commercials on TV for different types of arthritis medication, the side effects are really scary.
Mm-hmm.
So to take the supplements that are natural and are working with your body to help you fight the disease is a very positive type of a mindset. It makes you want to go forward, learn more about what is happening to you, and get the proper natural supplements for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now you don't have to have that hanging over your head about what is this medication going to do to me later.
Exactly.
And Eileen, tell listeners what are the drugs that you're still taking for arthritis?
Cortef.
And of course, that's a natural substance. So technically is a natural hormone called hydrocortisone.
Right. That's what I'm on. I used to be on prednisone, and I was so thankful to get off of that.
And were you ever on in some of these other drugs that you were mentioning?
I was on the last arthritis medication was methotrexate,
which is a chemotherapy agent. For those of you that don't know, that's used in cancer.
I was told that most of the arthritis medications that they're doing, they found are helpful for rheumatoid arthritis based on the cancer research. It's very scary, and you know, you hear so much about the medications that the cancer patients.
They have a tendency in most cases just to totally break down the immune system. The very thing you need to be helping your body fight, it's destroying in the process.
Exactly.
And Eileen, you know, it's extraordinary because here you are, you know, and share with us, where is your rheumatoid arthritis now? How much symptomology do you still have in your joints?
It flares up periodically. It gets stiff. It depends on what I'm doing also. That might aggravate that, but I would say from when I started to now, 96%, I don't feel it.
Oh, wow.
96%.
That's huge.
That's huge.
And a lot of that is mentally understanding why you have the disease and mentally saying, yes, now I have to take care of my body, and I need certain things in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I would, come see Dr. DeVette. Mm-hmm. I mean, because he has given a spiritual lifting of a positive outlook on my future.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Eileen. And, you know, it's a two-way street because you inspire me and, you know, like every one of the patients that I have the privilege to work with, people that come here to us here at QHI Wellness, you know, most of them are willing to share at a very deep level. You know, some people are, you know, want to stay more at the surface, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, so nobody is compelled to work at these deeper levels. But for those that are brave enough and those that have enough courage, like the two of you, Eileen and Vanessa, the result is analogous to the miraculous and the magical.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah, it's a level of healing that, I'll be honest with you, I had no concept of. I number one, didn't realize how sick I was when we started all of this and on my health journey almost 4 years ago. Had so many things wrong all at the same time. And I want to stress, I continue to work on this. I don't take the progress I've made as the end of where I want to be. And certainly know that we face new things periodically that we have to continue addressing. But it's a level of healing that so far exceeds anything I ever dreamed of on every level, which is one of the things, reasons why I am so deeply passionate about this. I don't feel like I just healed my body. I've been working on my mind, my spirit, my emotions, every level of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for joining us. If you have any questions, give us a call here at QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735 and visit us at shopqhi.com. We will be back with you on Monday, and we hope you have a blessed and a safe weekend. Thank you
so much, Eileen and Vanessa. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Give me the news. I got a bad case
of loving you. Thank you for being a part of Dr. Peter DeVette Live. We'll be here every weekday at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern on